The day before Good Friday on the Colbert Report, Bart Ehrman attempted to demonstrate that the Gospels of Mark and Luke stand in hopeless contradiction to one another with respect to the death of Jesus Christ. Ironically, this morning as I walked into my office, and as my habit to do, I read USA Today, the Forum. And the same charge was made in the Forum by Tom Krautenmacher. Again, that's in today's edition of USA Today. And in both accounts, both in the Colbert Report and USA Today, Ehrman makes the same charge. He says, in Mark's Gospel, Jesus goes to his death in deep agony over what is happening to him and doesn't seem to understand what's happening to him. Conversely, says Ehrman, when you read Luke's Gospel, he is not in agony at all. Well, has Ehrman discovered the crux of the matter? Are Mark and Luke irreconcilably at odds with respect to the death of Jesus Christ? I think not. To suggest that in Mark's account of the crucifixion, Jesus doesn't seem to understand what is happening to him is more than a little baffling. Even a child reading through Mark's words knows better than to think such a thing. Who can forget Christ's poignant defense of Mary after she's broken an alabaster jar and poured perfume on the head of Jesus Christ? She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial, says Jesus. Or his anguished prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Indeed, as Mark's Gospel makes crystal clear, Jesus knew precisely what would happen to him, and of course he knew precisely why. As he explained it during the Last Supper, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Or as he put it just prior to entering Jerusalem, the Son of Man came to give his life, a ransom for many. Jesus had, in fact, repeatedly predicted his suffering, his death, his resurrection. And to say otherwise is both an insult to Christ and to common sense. Furthermore, it's almost beyond belief that a scholar with the kind of prestige that Bart Ehrman has, wrestling with the text of Scripture, would conclude that Christ in Luke's Gospel is, as Ehrman put it on Colbert, not in agony at all. As documented by Dr. Luke, Christ's torment began in the Garden of Gethsemane. After an emotional Last Supper, he experienced a medical condition known as hematidrosis. Tiny capillaries in his sweat glands ruptured, mixing sweat with blood. Or as Luke's Gospel puts it, being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Subsequently, he's arrested, he's beaten, and he's executed in grotesque and humiliating fashion. The Roman system of crucifixion had been finely tuned to produce the maximum pain. In fact, the word excruciating, literally out of the cross, was invented to fully codify its horror. To tell Colbert and vicariously the world that in Luke's Gospel, Jesus is not in agony at all, I would say takes more than just a little gall. Finally, allow me to drive a nail into the heart of Ehrman's methodology. Unless biographers such as Mark and Luke say exactly the same thing, in exactly the same way, Ehrman stands ready to crucify them on the pretext of contradiction. Here's how he restates the shop-worn charge while he's on the television broadcast. He says, what people have done is they've taken Mark's gospel and Luke's gospel and combined them together into one big gospel, which is not like Mark or Luke. That, of course, is precisely what biographers do, and for good reason. The very nature of biography is to pick and choose elements of a congruent story that one wishes to emphasize. As such, no single biographer captures every detail of a subject's life and experience. Indeed, one of the most amazing realities with respect to the composite biography presented through the gospel writers is that they were empowered to present a living portrait of the most interesting, complex, and significant being who has ever walked among us. And that without contradiction or the possible charge of collusion. And they do it with such eloquence and erudition. Well, to answer the question, was Jesus in agony on the cross as per Mark and not as per Luke? The answer is, there is no contradiction. Together, the accounts, along with John and Matthew, give us the whole story, wonderfully balanced, erudite, glorious, and ultimately a story by which we can be saved. We live in an epoch of time in which our faith is being systematically attacked, vilified, ridiculed, and marginalized. And in this epoch of time, we are going to continue on this broadcast to make it known that the Bible is not hopelessly contradictory, but it is indeed divine as opposed to merely human in origin. And I thank all of you that stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially, so that we can go out to the world each and every day countering those statements that contradict the Bible, that denigrate it, that strip people of their hope, that cause students to waver in their faith. We will continue doing that job as God makes it possible through his people. And again, I thank all of you that have joined the Bible Answer Man monthly support team and are standing with us in the battle for truth, because indeed, truth is under siege.